With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Britain says there are several proposals on the table for a possible Ukraine ceasefire as European countries, led by Britain and France, look at options for peace. France has floated a proposal for a month-long initial truce that could pave the way for talks. Meanwhile, Moscow is happy with the growing divide between the United States and Europe over Russia's war against Ukraine.
President Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov spoke of a fractured West. He's not wrong, but European leaders are trying to formulate proposals to try to persuade the Trump administration to agree to joint security guarantees for Ukraine to ensure any prospective peace would be fair and durable.
That report from the BBC's Danny Eberhardt. Also at SRNnews.com, wildfires in North and South Carolina prompted some evacuations over the weekend.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster declared a state of emergency on Sunday in response to more than 175 wildfires. West of Myrtle Beach in the Carolina Woods area, helicopters dumped water as smoke filled the sky and deputies went door to door to warn residents. But by late Sunday afternoon, evacuees were allowed to return.
That's correspondent Jennifer King. One person was killed, others injured when a car rammed into a crowd. It happened in southwestern Germany today. A suspect is in custody, although police in Mannheim have asked the public to stay away from the downtown area and remain inside for the time being. Israel is facing sharp criticism after barring the entry of all food and other supplies into Gaza. It says there will be additional consequences if Hamas does not accept what it calls a U.S. proposal for a ceasefire extension. The U.N. says Israel's actions violate international law. Pope Francis said to be in stable condition. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on a warning about Mexico.
Americans think a lot about our southern neighbor, but primarily in the context of illegal immigration. But Open Doors U.S. says Mexico is now the second worst persecutor of Christians in all of Latin America, behind only Nicaragua, and number 31 on the worldwide ranking. The government isn't the problem. It's the giant drug cartels that virtually run the country. They don't hesitate to kill Christians who seek to help their victims or even try to broker peace. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The ACLU is seeking to represent two restaurant workers in a gender ID discrimination lawsuit after the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission bowed out. The agency took that action to comply with President Trump's recent executive order against the federal government promoting transgenderism. The lawsuit against a Culver's restaurant in Michigan claims that a woman is living as a man complained about being fired. This is SRN News. Preparations are being made for the annual Easter egg roll at the White House.
First Lady Melania Trump says preparations are underway for this spring's White House Easter egg roll. The 147-year tradition dates back to the Rutherford B. Hayes presidency in 1878. This year's event will be held on the South Lawn of the White House on April 21st. Tickets are free and can be requested through an online lottery that opens March 4th and ends March 10th. The winners will be announced on March 18th. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Major League Baseball's commissioner is considering a petition to have Pete Rose posthumously removed from the ineligible list. Rose was a 17-time All-Star and is baseball's career leader with hits. He was banned from MLB in 1989 after he was found betting on the Cincinnati Reds while playing for and managing the team. More details at SRNnews.com.